Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the third chapter of Genesis, it says the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Let me ask you a question. Respectful? Disrespectful. What is this? The Lord gave me, I said, four things. He's given us a word, stop disrespecting. Showing honor and respect, a lot of it is what you don't do, what you don't say. And here's the first one, questioning. Somebody say questioning. Questioning. This is not a humble, honest, teach me question, is it? No. This is a sarcastic. This is a defiant. Can you hear the defiance in this question? Has God said, did he really say, you shall eat of every tree of the garden? We can't cover every possible expression of disrespect, but you can get the spirit of it. You can learn the tone of it, the sound of it, the feel of it. And are you hearing it in this phrase here? Are you hearing it? Has God said, have you ever heard anybody be disrespectful in asking a question? Is that right? Oh, really? Now, friend, we've grown up with this as commonplace, but it's not okay. We need to get rid of it. We need to get it out of us. And when you hear this disrespect, it is time for you to change. It is time for you to get away from it. Get it away from you. Get yourself away from it. Because when you start hearing this kind of disrespect, don't keep listening. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse from here. Did it get worse from here? What should they have done right here, right now? This entity is speaking irreverently about their God, who made them, who gives them their breath, who's never been anything but good and wonderful to them. And who is this? Who is this asking this kind of question with this kind of tone, this kind of attitude? Has God said? You keep hearing it throughout Scripture. You remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness? Remember that? What did the devil say when he came to him? If you're the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Now listen, when you hear that tone, don't try to understand the question. Don't try to answer the question. Get away from it. If you're the Son of God, and then later in the chapter, Luke 4, so they took him up on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Can you hear the disrespect in the question? Listen to this in the book of Luke. Luke 23 and the 39th verse. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, you know, they hung two people, one on each side. And one of the malefactors, one of the criminals, which was hanged, railed on him and said, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. Is that a respectful reference to the Lord? No, disrespectful, sarcastic. If you're the Christ, do something. And the other one on the other side rebuked him and said, do you not fear God? Does his words reveal he did not fear God? There's no respect in him. No honor. Do you not fear God, seeing that you're in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. He said, we deserve to be up here, but not him. And then he turned and said, Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Hear any respect there? Is there respect there? And tell me what happens if you honor the Lord. If you honor Him, what happens? Jesus, in the midst of hanging on the cross and everything that was going on, turns and answers the man and says to him, "Verily, you can count on this. I say to you, today shall you be with me in paradise." Oh, what about the guy with the smart mouth? Where'd he wind up? Huh? "Those that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." What about that guy? Never hear about him? Don't know. Probably not good. But here's somebody. Even in their last hour, he admits, "I'm a criminal. I deserve to be executed. That's a bad man." And yet he turns around with respect and says, "Jesus, Lord, when, not if, respect, can you come into your kingdom? Do you remember me?" The Lord says, "Verily." And I mean, right after that, Jesus shows up in paradise, and guess who's with him? People might want to know, who's that guy? Somebody who showed some respect. Somebody who knew something about honor. Instead of asking smarty-aleck questions. I know that word sounds kind of funny, but we live in a smart aleck world. Right? Smart mouthed, disrespectful, don't we? And that's gotten in the church. It has infected the church. It hurts me when I hear children and teenagers of Christians, of ministers, the way they talk and the way they do. It's not just that I take personal offense to it. I'm thinking about them. If they don't get that straightened out, it's not going to go well with them. And they're not going to live long. I'm quoting the Bible. Why? Because if you don't know how to respect and honor people, you don't know how to respect and honor God. And if you don't honor God, it's not going to be well with you. You're not going to be honored. You're not going to be blessed. This is important, isn't it? So this first one, the Lord gave me four things that we are to stop doing. We asked Him to teach us, and He's teaching us. This is the first one. What's the first one? Questioning. This is not a humble, teach me attitude question. This is a defiant, isn't it? Defiant. Has God said? Don't let that kind of thing come out of your mouth. Get free from that. Put that aside. The second one is right here in the passage. Keep reading. He said, has God said, chapter 3 of Genesis, you shall not eat of the tree, every tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. There's number two. Is that respectful or disrespectful? So disrespectful. Disrespect is questions. Disrespect contradicts. Disrespect is an arguer and a contradictor. God said, no, you won't. Have you ever heard that? Is it the same tone as, has God said? It's the same spirit, isn't it? Same attitude, same tone. You got flesh, I got flesh. And every one of us, there's something about your flesh, when somebody says up, you want to say down. They say right, you want to say left. Do it, you want to say don't do it. That's the nature of sin. That's the nature of the devil. He said, no, you're not going to die. Blatant lie. So disrespectful. How much more disrespectful can you get with God than looking at Him and calling Him a liar? God said, you eat of the fruit, you'll die. He said, no, you won't. Do you hear it? Do you sense the spirit of this? Do you want every vestige of this to be out of you? And you never act like this or talk like this. Does it matter if you talk this way with people? Yes, it does, because that's a big part of how you show respect to God. It's how you deal with people. Contradicting. No, you won't. No, you won't. No. See, God knows that in the day you eat of this, your eyes are going to be opened and you're going to be as God yourself. Well, they were already made in the God category. He's trying to sell them something they already got. And they're too dumb to realize it. It's bad when brilliant people act dumb. It's happened since then. He said, you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. Is this respectful or disrespectful? Isn't he casting questions about God's character and God's intent? Nah, he just told you that to keep you away from the tree. Well, what kind of person does that make him? Trying to keep something special to himself and away from you, and actually telling you something wrong to hide it and keep it from you. Lies, lies, lies. And yet, they're still standing there listening to this stuff. Let's go over this again now. When you hear that disrespect, what is it time for you to do? Get away from it. Get it away from you, or get yourself away from it, because it's not going to get any better. The more you listen to it, it's going to get worse. And you don't want that in you. There are certain things you're better off never hearing.
Right.
Somebody's talking this kind of disrespect, there's no way God's in it. I don't care who they are, what they're supposed to know and be. God's not in this kind of disrespect and dishonor. Is He? So when you hear it, don't listen to the rest. Don't let them finish their story. Don't let them finish their spiel. Say, no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Disrespect. And so verse 9, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave to her husband with her, and he did eat. And they sinned and they fell. Their fellowship with God was cut off. They were driven out of their beautiful garden. They became vulnerable to disease and aging and depression. And instead of just beautiful flowers and peace, there were thorns. The animals started killing each other and ripping each other apart. So that never existed in the first part of it. The Bible tells us when everything is restored, the lion lay down with the lamb. So, see, we think, well, this is just the natural world. No, the natural world has been messed up with sin.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me